Each American generates 4.4 pounds of waste per day, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. And when you add it all up, that's over 254 million tons a year. But roughly a third of that total each year is recycled. For a decade here in Waco, the city has been streamlining the recycling process for its citizens. Anna Dunbar is the public administrator for recycling and stormwater compliance for Waco. Dunbar says the city designed its program to make recycling convenient and easy, following national guidelines from the Government Accounting Office.
Statistically, it's important for the program to be simple, at low cost to people. Some cities have an extra cost if you're going to do curbside recycling, and we don't have that. We also provide the containers. We can deliver them to your household. Interestingly, studies have shown that the royal blue is now in the United States connected to recycling, so we have royal blue containers. We've tried to do as many things as we can to make it an easy program for people.
The program began as a drop-off center, but now has expanded to a robust bi-weekly curbside pickup service similar to Houston's. Everything from paper to plastics to bathroom containers can go in that royal blue bin. But other recyclables, like glass bottles, electronics, motor oil, and brush, can be brought to a nearby recycling drop-off center. Some cities accept glass and curbside bins, but many places like Houston, which has the largest recycling program in the state, are realizing glass doesn't mix well with other recyclables in a truck's compactor.
It gets broken and it embeds in other recyclables. It doesn't have that much value. We don't get any revenue for it. So what we do is glass via drop-off.
So where does it all go?
There's the City of Waco truck right now. They'll be dumping their curbside in this bunker here.
This is Justin Myers, sales representative at Sunbright Recycling. His family has been working in the waste handling industry for three generations.
It's in my blood and it's a good business.
One of the City of Waco's recycling trucks is just pulling in behind us. There's lots of noise from compactors, trucks, and a conveyor system bringing recyclables up to a platform to be sorted.
This is where all the curbside goes. It gets filtered into this bunker, passes up the sort line where it gets sorted up there. And then once we get everything broken down from paper to plastic to cardboard, then we bale it and then we'll send it out.
Sunbright converts the recyclable material they receive to a commodity, which they then sell to mills, who use it to create other products.
There's just so many different things that you can do with this type of material. We send it all over the country. We don't send anything overseas. The possibilities for this material, once it gets rebroken down and remade, is really endless.
There's a whole market for recyclables, which is often tied to other metrics, like oil prices. Plastic, for example, is a petroleum product, and when oil prices are low, it's cheaper for mills to manufacture new plastic. But when oil prices are high, recyclables like the clear polymer used in water bottles are attractive to producers, who turn the bales or pellets into new bottles and other products. Sunbright processes up to twice as much material when oil prices are high.
We process anywhere from 150 to 200 tons a day right now. Once the oil market goes back up and the mills are wanting to recycle more, then you look at processing anywhere from 200 to 300 tons per day. It fluctuates based on the market.
Recycling, it turns out, can have a larger local impact than you might assume. When we throw trash away, that material heads down the road to a landfill within our city limits. Dunbar estimates our landfill has about 8 to 10 years left.
The object is to not only conserve these materials, but divert the material from the landfill. Because the landfill is the City of Waco's landfill, we want to save as much airspace as possible.
Outside of the conservational benefits, the city even makes some revenue from the recycling program, though that's decreasing. When it comes to jobs, the City of Waco employs people to drive and work on the back of trucks. Sunbright employs sorters, drivers, and dispatch staff, to name a few. In fact, across Texas, more than 12,600 jobs are supported by the materials we recycle, according to the Texas Recycling Data Initiative's conservative estimate.
There are a number of places right in Waco that employ people specifically for recycling.
So why take the time to sort your trash from your recyclables, to take out the glass bottles and the cardboard? Dunbar says simply separating your waste will conserve landfill space, give new life to otherwise useless material, and
we all must take personal responsibility for our waste in order to get to the next step, which is waste reduction. We have to realize that when we buy that product, we're taking it for its entire lifespan. That includes getting rid of it.
For KWBU, I'm Michael Incavo.